All right, Hunter Lawrence, you're really good here. You're good everywhere. Your 450 record's crazy. But you're really good here. I don't know if you were good at Lomo or San, but I feel like Southwick is really good for you.
It is. Right? Okay. It's been very bad to me some years. Yeah.
On the shoulder one time or something?
No. 2022, I got the red plate at Red Bud, come here, cross jump with Robinson and all that. It lost the red plate. Yeah. 2023, bike blew up, DNF'd. 2023 championship year.
Yeah.
So there's been some up and down days, but on the 450 it's been pretty good.
Maybe I'm thinking just 450 then.
Just 450. It's good. I like it. A little more power.
Yep. Second moto, great. Caught and passed Eli. Were you like teeing him up? Were you looking at lines? Did you have a spot? Because I missed it on TV, I'll be honest.
There was that back corner was a spot I had in mind, and there was a few other little
finish kind of over
before the finish. Oh. Like that big high horsepower section, the high speed. It's really scary, by the way. Kind of there, sit back, try to stay as close as you can that you can pounce, but not too close that you're just eating roost the whole time.
Oh, so a little bit of a strategy then where you're like, hey, I got to wait.
Yeah.
Brother was great. He got out early, right? It probably would have been nice to hang with him a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. First moto, I kind of needed to be a little better in the first opening laps, and I felt like the second moto I probably could have, but obviously I wasn't behind him. Third around the first turn, then I had got roosted by the way over the backs of singles. He really gives it some, and I was kind of couldn't really see and had to hesitate to pull a tear off or like wait to get through a section before I pull, and Eli got me there, so I kind of lost toe a little bit.
Your bike stuff, you guys are feeling better, you've told us that. I know you're probably tired of talking about it, but this is sand, which is a different setup, a different stuff. So how much do you change for sand from what you normally run?
We didn't change anything from High Point, actually. Yeah, yeah.
No compression, no nothing?
We made one little change on the shock for the second motor, which was nice. That was good. It did what we kind of wanted it to do, so that was nice.
When I was a mechanic, we would have sand setups and shit.
I mean, we used to, but, like, it's... Yeah. We only have, like, one sand race.
Yeah.
And it's, like... I don't know. I feel like there's more to having a consistent bike. Right, like you chase this magical setup for Daytona Supercross and you get there and you go back to what you raced on the week before, right?
Yep.
So, and it's a pretty hard base, so I kind of think it's more merit in having a bike that you just know what it's going to do and you can trust it.
Did I see you went to Croom?
Hell yeah.
Dude, did you get hit by a UTV or anything?
No, we were all good, but we didn't see anyone else there.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, maybe we're the only ones racing Southwick. But
I spent some laps there back in the day, bro. It's that sand track is pretty good.
I like it. It's good. It's a good place. We've been going there since 2019. RJ Hampshire brought us onto that.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, good day for you, Southwick. Can't complain, right?
Yeah, no, not too much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Cool. Thanks, Hunter.